Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, the 30th of December. We're getting close to the end of the year here.
That it is.
Very exciting. Well, as I've stated before, I love the new year. I think it's a fantastic time. Tyler and I are going to keep this one short today, mainly because...
We have better things to do.
We have better things to do. We just got back from Avatar tonight.
I enjoyed it.
I loved it. It reminded me of like how much I want to go out back into nature and like get that going.
Yeah. So, I do feel like I need to go buy a bow and arrow.
Yeah, I think you and I should get into that more.
I think that'd be a good...
Bow and arrow, and then we should get into knife fighting classes.
Yeah.
Like Russian style.
And running around in just a loincloth.
Well, that's obvious.
Yeah.
I was thinking our little...
Lava lavas.
Lava lavas we got from Hawaii. Yeah. There's a better name that I liked.
I just turned lava lavas because I could pronounce it.
Right. All right. Today we are talking about romantic etiquette in the gym. No... Social etiquette in the gym.
Social etiquette.
And how to find decent people to meet up with at the gym.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people at the gym, and there are a lot of good people, and there are a lot of assholes. And
true that.
We don't like the assholes.
That is true.
This original question came from one of our...
Case studies.
No, it actually came from one of our Twitter followers.
Oh, is it?
I forget her Twitter name. Give me 12 seconds.
Well, I know that one of our case studies wanted just help with girls.
Oh, yeah.
And so...
Yeah.
I don't remember what the fake name was.
Ronaldo...
I think it was Robert or something.
Yeah,
like
Roberto.
That.
Yeah, Roberto. Robert. This girl. Girl Tweets Eats. She's kind of... She's a cool follow, if you want. But she wants to know how... you guys need to do a podcast about how to get... how girls get decent guys at the gym instead of creeps. That would rock. So she's a cool follow on Twitter. If you guys want, she's from New Zealand. That's always
good times.
Entertaining. She's got a kind of cool blog. You can find her on Twitter as well. Her name's Kate. So
okay,
so, yeah. So we have a lot of people asking us how do you get quality people at the gym. So Tyler, let's start from the female perspective and work backwards.
If I was a female,
backwards coming at us.
Okay, so if I was a female, I would first. See, this is where it gets hard because
you want to work.
Yeah,
okay, we'll start guys working.
Guys'
perspective, since we have that better. So guys, first and foremost, if you work at a 24-hour fitness, this is going to be slightly different because 24 is a meat market and a half. Would you not agree?
Yes.
But first,
well, in that it's a meat market, so you know that there's going to be probably more people at a more corporate gym.
Yes, absolutely. And, I mean, but we're talking quality people. We're looking for quality
people.
Yeah. So I found that 24-hour fitness kind of attracts a seedier population.
True.
So for guys, don't use your lines that you would use at the bars.
Oh,
very important.
Sure.
Very, very important. Also, if women are wearing headphones and they don't take them off when you start talking to them, That's a big middle finger.
Big sign that they do not want to talk to you.
Yeah. So take those two, like, and apply those right away.
Uh-huh.
What's something else, Big T?
I'm going to go with the very first thing I would do. Let's say you want to initiate conversation. I would always just be courteous of them. Ask if they're using things around them. Even though you know they're not using it, if you make eye contact, smile.
Right.
And then walk away, like, smile. And then don't get caught staring. That's where creep status starts going. Is don't get caught staring.
And another thing is, for me, you know where they're going to be. You know that they're a member at the gym. So you don't. It's not like at a bar where you have to make or break within 5 minutes. You have a while to talk to these people.
You could have weeks.
Exactly.
Months to hang out with
but then
that, because they come out at the same time.
On that flip side of the coin, don't let it turn into a... Like, oh, I guess I'll talk to her then.
Yeah,
you know,
don't
like,
get in the friend zone.
Exactly. You don't want to be in the friend zone whatsoever. Though that's a dangerous place to be.
Yeah. And so with that, first thing I would do is...
Sorry, one of my buddies just walked through the door. He's from Washington. And, well, he's visiting family in Washington. He's stopping here on the way to Santa Barbara.
The great so, SB.
Yeah, the great Santa Barbara. So, Danny, we're talking about how to pick up on ladies at the gym, just so you know, so you don't start cracking up. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
But no, I was first going to say is the key is to ask them if they're using something around them, initiate conversation. Then I would probably not say anything else to them that day. Yeah. I'm a multiple-day player.
Or, you know what, one of my favorites is, since I've worked at gyms, I kind of see what works and what, I mean, we both worked at gyms, but you kind of observe and see what works. One of my favorites that works almost like a charm is if you have a grunter or someone doing something ridiculous.
Make fun of somebody else.
Make fun of someone else because it puts you on the same team. Yeah. Especially if, like, they give you, like, the wide eye or whatever, and then you're like, and then you, like, say something later. Like, think of, you know, something clever, but not, like, super mean.
Because you have enough time after the grunter's grunted.
Uh-huh.
And, like, usually I would wait till they leave, and then you can make the...
Or as they're doing it and you're on the... Like, say you're on cardio machines and you can, like...
You can share a moment of making fun of that person.
While we're on the topic of cardio machines, guys, if you have been talking to girls, blah, 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 don't get on the cardio machine right next to them. That's creepy, because they can't move away from you.
You've now... It's like you've cornered them, and it's weird.
Remember in Rocky? The first Rocky, when he invites Adrian up, and she's, like, going for the door, and he boxes her in, and then locks the door behind her. That's exactly what you just did by picking the cardio machine
it's right next to her. It's very awkward and uncomfortable for everybody involved.
Yeah. So, don't do that. Pick one, like, a couple. Don't pick one behind her, because then she'll think that you're just staring at her ass the whole time, which is not good. Pick one, like, two or three over, or one in front of her.
Or, yeah. I would, if you're walking and talking, let her get on it. On the machine, and then I would almost find another workout to do, like do one more set, and then go to the workout and then like kind of space.
You're saying if you're talking to her, get on a
like if you're walking with her.
Oh, if you're walking with her, you're sit down on the cardio machine right next to her. That's fine. But if you kind of have that like flirting, you're in that flirtatious stage still, and you haven't developed a relationship, then I would say don't.
Okay.
You have this boundary.
Yeah, the friend. Yeah.
Exactly, the friend boundary. Let's see, what are some other big no-nos for guys? I mean, the staring thing is huge.
Staring is huge, but in that, mirrors are your friend.
Mirrors are your friend, but you don't need to be a creepo.
Yeah, you don't need to be a creepo.
Because girls also mirrors know are about your mirrors.
Friend. Yeah.
Girls it's definitely also know about mirrors.
You have to master it.
Yeah.
The other key I think we've talked about multiple times on the podcast is classes.
Classes are
a great place to pick up.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? Get to know the staff. Because the staff knows everyone else.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, get to know the guy staff, get to know the female staff, be their friends, and then they'll talk you up, and bada bing, bada boom. You know, or if you notice that they know a certain staff member, you get to know that certain staff member, and then, oh, hey, you happen to be talking at the same time.
Yeah.
Zippo. Boom. You're in. That's very important.
Because a perfect example is taking a class, you can then see that teacher talking to somebody you want to talk to. And that would be a great opener later on if they're, like, by the dumbwaits to be like, oh, I saw you talking to Susan who teaches the spin class. Do you take her Tuesday class?
Right. Or I've been meaning to try that class.
Did you like this class and How stuff is like it? That?
Exactly.
So you can open the door that way.
Yeah.
So if you're female.
Female? I mean, it's hard because the guys who are going to want to talk to you are typically kind of bigger D-bags than you think.
Well, my first thing for girls, A, don't wear makeup to the gym.
Unless you're coming from work.
Even in that, I would say take off as much as you can in the makeup department. And also, watch what you wear.
Absolutely.
That, I think, is...
Because, here's the deal. Like, there are those women who wear the sports bra and the almost not there shorts. And yeah, it's fun to look at. But I would never talk to that girl because if she's putting that on in the gym, then I'm wondering what is her behavior like at bars and clubs.
Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering what her behavior like is socially, personally, at business. I'm like, and my mind goes there and I think, yeah, no, thank you.
And
feel free to take a seat if you want.
And then in that also, I would say I'm not a huge fan of the oversized shirt. And, like, gym shorts.
Absolutely.
You want to look cute and trendy, but not slutty.
There's a girl who works out at my new gym, and she is one of my favorite people. She's super sweet, super nice. She'll talk to you, whatever. But she and she's super cute. But she just wears like running shorts, come to mid thigh.
Okay.
And like a t-shirt and like a jacket, and that's about it. And like she's, you know, really modest but super cute. And the t-shirt isn't like men's extra large. It's like a girl's normal shirt. It fits her. So, like you're saying, attire is makes
attire. It kind of sets the precedent of who's going to talk to you.
Exactly. Also, if you have the air of, like, there's two airs that you can give off. There's the one that we talked about with the slutty girl who wears just the nothing there shorts and the sports bra, which is the, hey, I want to talk to anyone. Or there's the kind of F off air.
Yeah.
You know, the one like, hey, I don't want to talk to you, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to meet someone at the gym, make sure you're smiling at people, you're looking people in the eye, you're saying hi, talk to the old people. Because old people are great connectors at the gym.
They also can be the biggest creepos, too.
Yes, absolutely. But here's the thing. I mean, like...
But yeah, it's like the old man creepo. Like, you can see the ones that are going to be creepy creepos.
Right.
From a distance away. Like, the nicer old men.
Absolutely. And you know what? Like, women, you have the law on your side. Because a gym will, at the drop of a hat, demember someone if you say that they're sexually harassing you. It is not a question. We almost kicked someone out of our gym just because someone mentioned it, you know, offhandedly. Oh, yeah. And it's like, it is not a joke at a gym. So you do have that on your side, which is nice. Another thing, just be careful with the personal information you give out, like phone numbers, except like email, all that. Because, I mean, yeah, you work out with the person, and yeah, all that, but I mean, you just don't, you never know. Like we said earlier, you have time. It's not like you don't know where these people are.
Yeah, you're going to run into them often at the gym. And then a perfect example is to kind of go back to the class. You can get your class to go out and do something.
Right.
And kind of do the group thing for a little bit, once or twice, and then work off into single events.
Absolutely. Because the last gym I worked out down in LA, we'd always go out, you know, like, we'd go grab a beer or whatever, and it was a lot of fun, you know?
It was good stuff.
Very good stuff. What are some things to avoid, like, big time for women at the gym? Like, what, like, top of your mind, like, for me, is the tank tops that come down to their belly button. Like, you know, the tank tops that are cut off, and then it's, like, pretty much a shirt that, you know, that dips down all the way to the belly button.
Yeah.
Any guy who wears those is automatically on my do not talk to list, and I don't care how nice they are.
Yeah, it's kind of that if your gut tells you I probably shouldn't talk to this person, you probably shouldn't talk to this person. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's just like so often I'm at the gym, and even guys, I mean, I'll talk to the guys that are there in the gym or like in the locker rooms. There's older guys that I go, there's something about him that just...
I'm not going to talk to him.
Throws up a flag. I'm not going to talk to him. And then there's guys that are super nice and, you know, are a little bit odd, but no real big flags.
Right.
I'll talk to them. Same with the women at the gym. There's a couple of women that are just... They kind of seem like if I was to talk to them, I would be their new best friend for life. Don't really need to start talking to them. So... What?
I just love that automatic. I don't know. It's just funny.
Well, you know, like the women at the gym that like live there and talk to everybody. It's like I kind of go there and I have a purpose. And if
that purpose is interrupted whatsoever,
I'm going to get annoyed.
You're going to get annoyed. Yeah.
And so I feel like that this one woman is kind of the social butterfly. You just see her go from like person to person and talk.
And maybe work out a little bit.
And I see her on the treadmill for maybe 10 minutes.
That's
the woman I try not to make eye contact with because I know that I will then get sucked into her.
Yeah. Like, life. Oh, hey. Boom. You're
done.
In. Yeah. That makes sense. I can understand that.
One thing about when making fun of people in the gym, you might want to wait and see who you're making fun of first, because people do have weird connections with other people within the gym. I did make fun of a person once that ended up training with a person. Like,
right.
I was making fun of a personal trainer kind of loudly, and then that lady later on was working out with that person, and I did feel a little bit weird that I knew that she knew that I thought he was lame.
Right.
So.
One other way, a good tactic, is to do the play dumb card. You know, have you seen Mean Girls,
Tyler? Yes.
The main character in it, she plays dumb that she doesn't know math in the movie, correct? And then to talk to a boy. Same thing can happen for you. Say you don't, quote unquote, don't know how to do a squat right. Go ahead and ask the guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, hey, you know what? I saw you doing this earlier. Could you show me how to do that? And 90% of the time, they'll be more than happy to do it. Especially, I mean, if they work there. Oh, here's my rule also. If you're interested in someone who works at a gym, you have to initiate conversation. You have to initiate it. Or conversation beyond niceties and talking about stuff. If you want to hang out with them, you have to do it. Because, that's my rule. If there's a girl at the gym that I think is cute, blah, 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 whatever, she has to move the relationship beyond just a social business relationship.
Acquaintance, just like casual hi, bye.
Right. Because like
thanks for working out today.
Like we said, the law is on their side, and I would never want to be the subject of a sexual harassment suit for something so silly as, you know, hey, do you want to go grab a cup of coffee or beer or whatever?
Yeah.
Yeah, for employees, it's just women. You have to initiate that step of that. So those are two big tips. So
also make sure that the person's not married.
Very big point.
That probably would be a good thing as well. Or if you're not bothered by that, then don't. But most people are.
Yeah. There's one thing that you can do is you can find the person who is the, like Tyler was saying, the social hub of that gym. The gym in LA that I worked at. We had Richard. Richard knew everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is just become friends with the Richard at your gym. And Richard will introduce you to everyone at the gym. And that is a great way to know people and have those conversations and all of that. Because, I met so many people through Richard. It was not even funny. So I would highly recommend that if you're looking to increase your social circle with that. Plus, I mean, you get really interesting conversations about things that you didn't even know existed. Like before you were born.
Oh, that. Good stuff.
Yeah.
It is always, I would, in the realm of just friendship, do spread out the age of the people that you talk to because you can learn some very interesting things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Plus then you're not, because remember the purpose of the gym is not to find someone. The purpose, it's not social. The purpose of the gym is to work out.
Yeah.
So always keep that at the forefront of your mind. Like, don't keep people from their workouts too much. You want to, you'll be fun. You'll be kind of that fun person who's like in and out and just, you know, all that. You don't want to be the clinger.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the clinger, then guys or girls will be turned off.
I would say no more than 5 minute conversations.
No more than 5 minutes, and you end the conversation. Don't let them end it. That's huge for me. If you let them end the conversation, then you're giving them the power to say, oh, I'm done with you. But if you end the conversation and say, oh, I got to get up to my next set, or, oh, I should let you get back to that,
you wear whatever, the pants.
You wear the, when you wear the pants and you give them that social thing, like, oh, I might have been bothering them, and it kind of gives you the power. I mean, it's a slight social thing, but I find it important.
Touché.
As well. So anything else before we kick this one out?
No, that should do it.
Yeah, I think that's a good basis. I'm sure more stuff will come up. Tomorrow, I believe we're going to hit goals for the New Year's, and then we'll polish off the week with some great kickstarts to 2010. Very exciting. So, Tyler, why don't you take this podcast to another level and take us out?
I see you.
Oh, that's precious. And that is actually really kind of cute
and adorable.
And adorable. All right. Well, you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace. I'm a man with his pick of girls. I'm a nice one of grease in his pillow. I'm a name he don't want to know. No.